Hi everyone, this is Mariana. Welcome to your Wild Rap. Have you ever felt lost in life or wondered who you are, where you are going, or what your purpose is? Let's remember that our identity is not defined by this world, but by whose we are. God has a good plan for each of us, and we have an open invitation from Jesus to walk with him and leave follow-worthy footsteps behind. Our scripture for today is from Matthew 4, verses 19 to 22. Here is Gardie.
And he said to them, "Follow me, accepting me as your master and teacher, and walking in the same path of life that I walk, and I will make you fishers of men." And immediately they left their nets and followed him.
So let us be determined this week to accept the invitation to follow in our Lord's footsteps. May we let go of anything holding us back and recommit our lives to Jesus, surrendering all to God's faithful care. Let us immerse ourselves in God's word and prayer, knowing that our Heavenly Father always awaits us with open arms. We can come before him just as we are, no matter our struggles or doubts, as honestly and authentically as we can, and walk with him and worship him wholeheartedly. Even when we don't feel like singing and being joyful, let us trust in our Lord's goodness, faithfulness and love. And let us be determined to pause and remember how deeply cherished we are in God's eyes. Let us allow his truth to shape our beliefs about who he created us to be. We were handcrafted by a loving God, each with a unique purpose and plan. May we personally grasp the immense love God has for us, demonstrated in sending his son Jesus to redeem us from our sins and mistakes. And lastly, let us recognize the vital role of relationships and friendships even across the globe. In our journey with God, may we intentionally leave footprints for others to follow, reflecting his love, kindness, mercy, and glory in every step that we take. So may we prioritize time with God this week, allowing him to use every season, even the wilderness ones, to transform us from within. And as we encounter Jesus in earnest prayer and stillness, may we discover his divine wisdom and guidance and experience his majesty as we leave everything else behind and walk with him. You may recall this beloved poem. "One night I dreamed I was walking along the beach with the Lord. Many scenes from my life flashed across the sky. In each scene, I noticed footprints in the sand. Sometimes there were two sets of footprints. Other times there were one set of footprints. This bothered me because I noticed that during the low periods of my life, when I was suffering from anguish, sorrow and defeat, I could only see one set of footprints. So I said to the Lord, 'You promised me, Lord, that if I followed you, you would walk with me always. But I have noticed that during the most trying periods of my life, there have only been one set of footprints in the sand. Why, when I needed you most, you have not been there for me?' And then the Lord replied, 'The times when you have seen only one set of footprints is when I carried you.' Now, let us stand united as we pray together.
Father God, we praise you for who you are and that you have made us in your image. You're perfect, and we believe you don't make mistakes. Please help us as we strive to identify, to find our identity in you, Lord, and not in this world. Help us keep our eyes on you, Father, to read your scriptures and hide them in our heart as your word says. Thank you for loving us with an everlasting love. Help us as we encourage each other.
Father, thank you so much for this opportunity that we have to encourage one another in your word. Lord, I ask that you would really help us to grasp this truth that you speak over our identities and help us to fight the lies of the world and the enemy. We pray this in Jesus' name.
Father God, open our hearts and our minds by the power of your Holy Spirit as we read your scriptures in every season of our lives, that your word and your truth is proclaimed. And as we walk through life, that we will hear you with joy and respond in awe and obedience, that we may worship both in the valleys and on the mountaintops, both on the water and the land, both in the storms and the calm. Because to you belongs the honor, the glory, the majesty, forever.
Lord, thank you so much that you guide us into moments of being in a wilderness. Thank you so much, Lord, that you give us the courage and the strength to face these moments head on. Lord, thank you that we do not have to be afraid. We do not have to run away. Thank you that you never ever leave us, Lord. Lord, I pray that you will show us the parts of our lives that need your transformative Holy Spirit. Lord, we surrender all that we are to you. Come, Holy Spirit, and come and transform us to be more like you.
Father, thank you for inviting us to follow you. You're a God who wants to include us in living life and in participating in the goodness of who you are. Father, we want to choose today to follow you, to pursue your heart. We want to accept your invitation and join you, accompany you where you are. Father, we ask for renewed eyes and ears, not only of the physical side, Father, but also of the spiritual, of the heart, so that we will really pick up and identify and discern where your perspective and your truth can be found in the situations that we are in. Give us a renewed way of living life and looking at life. Father, I pray that we will follow worthy footprints that will give hope and outcome and clarity and deliverance to those who follow us as we follow you. And I ask that, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Keep safe, be blessed, and have the most wonderful week.